different size of her, better. Yeah, no, they're sure got to go over because no two horses, they're like people, no two of them got the same size of breed. So that's why blacksmith comes in. If he's a good blacksmith, he's supposed to measure them, and he hits the iron up and bends it with his hands. He's supposed to bend it with his hands so he fit. He's got nails in it.
Do people around here ever try to raise sheep?
Yes, they do.
Can't remember what you called mangle sheep.
Ram.
Ram.
Buck. It's also called a buck. Not a ram. Females are ewe.
What would most people around here raise sheep for?
Well, they raise them for the wool, I suppose.
What about the meat?
Well, not too much. There's not too, for some reason or other, people don't eat mutton very much. Well, I'd say they raise them for the wool. Now, you go out west of here, you go out about 100 miles west, you're in the sheep country. And the old grass, they're just all over, that sheep all over the place like that. Around here, they
don't have too much. Besides male animals, what about male hogs? What are you talking
about? Four.
Four hogs?
Four hogs, yeah. Four.
Say, one that's been altered. What are you talking about?
A gilt. G-I-L-T.
Is that the... Is that the same thing as what some people call a barrel?
Yeah, I reckon so. A gilt or a barrel. B-A-R, whatever it is. Yeah, they call them that too. A gilt is one that I hear more of. That's one that's had a bad stunt coat on. He's had a bad stunt coat on.
Low down trick.
Yeah.
Let's say a little one, when it's first born, you call that a...
Just call that a pig.
Yeah. Well, is there something in between a pig and a full-grown hog?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, could that be a male or a female?
Either one. A show could be either one.
What do you call those real stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles. Hog bristles.
Calling.
Yeah. They ball or